A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations, proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather them from the ends of the world, with the blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water on a level road so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
Done great things for us. We are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with rejoicing. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert. Those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness and so, for this reason, must make sin offering for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. brought light to light through the gospel.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go on your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed.
Today, the gospel tells us about prayer, because prayer is about relationship with God, huh? And so God gives us some kind of glimpse in the best way for us to pray when we need stuff anyway. And it's not just as often we all do, "God, you got to help me, God, you got to help me, God, you got to help me, oh, please, God, you got to give me, please, please," which is something I think everyone does. But it's like this prayer of desperation. Like, okay, God, and it's just something out there, just throwing a bunch of words to a God who may or may not be there. But Jesus always hears our prayer. And so what does he do? And every time when we really, really want to enter into relationship, he stops and he calls us. "Okay, come here. Tell me what you want." And that is so different than just saying a bunch of words to a God who may or may not be there. Words of desperation. You know, and again, think about it. When they say to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." So often what keeps us from God is we're looking at our own sinfulness, our own blindness, our own reality. And often we just think, "I can't approach Jesus as I am. I just can't. I'm not worthy. I'm not good. I have sin." And Jesus knows that, of course. But don't you know, you can't stop it, but he can. You can't make yourself worthy, but he can. You can't heal yourself, but he can. You can't forgive yourself, but he can. You can't stop doing the things you keep doing by your own power, but he can give you that grace. So we got to do more than just a bunch of words of desperation. We got to take courage and come to him as we are. And then when we take courage and we come to Jesus as we are, knowing that it's always Jesus that's calling us, they'll be with him, then we lay everything before him. "What do you want me to do for you?" Think about it. Every time you go to pray, Jesus stops, he looks at you and says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And this is where we just tell him. We're just honest. Here is Bartimaeus, and all he says is, "Lord, I want to see." Lord, I want to love. Lord, I want to stop sinning. Lord, I want to be set free from the bondage I've had. Lord, and then the thing that makes it real is when Bartimaeus and when each of us have the faith that he can do it. And Jesus looks at them and he looks at us and says, your faith has saved you. But often we make these cries of desperation with no faith. Oh, if only. You know, I just came back, of course, from the pilgrimage. I'm sure Ian's prayed for me every day. I prayed for you every place I was. In every mass I had, I remembered you specifically, those who are watching, those who are here. And some people think, oh, Father, was it a great vacation? It wasn't a vacation. I was in charge of 30 people. It was like herding cats. And they were great, great people. But still, you got to constantly be worrying. And so I was constantly praying. But like the second to last day, it was cold. We're in Venice, and we got to get the COVID test. And I'm petrified someone's going to test positive because some people are hacking and sneezing and everything else. And I go, oh, dear, because if someone was test positive, they'd have to stay there for 10 more days. So I was hoping everybody else tested negative except for me, and I'd have to be there for 10 more days. But anyway, I sat there and I start saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And at first I was just crying out while we're driving on the bus and everything else, Lord, please let everybody be negative. Let everybody be negative. Let everybody be negative. We're standing outside for an hour and a half, freezing our tushes off. Please may everybody be negative. And then I just stopped and I said, Jesus, I trust in you. Big difference than prayer of desperation. Let everybody be negative. Let everybody be negative. Let everybody be negative too. Jesus, I trust in you. And then, of course, we're all negative by God's grace. But the reality is that somewhere my prayer had to stop from desperation to trust that he was listening, that he cared, and that he was capable of doing all things. So that must be with us. We need to get beyond desperation. We need to know that he wants us to be with him. He calls us by name. He looks at us and says, what do you want from me? And you and I got to be honest. As we are, no high-fluting language, no, oh, holy, mighty, ready, your God. He just said, I want to see. Period. No flowery language, just be who you are. Be honest with the God of the universe. This is what I need. And then the God of the universe can say, your faith has saved you. But we got to believe that. We got to be real. We got to know that he loves us as we are, but he loves us too much to leave us there. He wants to heal us. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to do all the things that he wants for us to be whole. If we come to him with courage, if we come to him with faith, and we believe that he can do and deal with all the problems in our lives. We all have them, but we got to be real. We got to come, be with him, and believe. And then the God that looked at Bartimaeus and said, your faith has healed you, is the same God that will look at you and me and say, your faith has given you your request. What a mighty God we have, that our God wants us to come to him as we are, tell him our needs, and have faith that he can do it, and he will. You got it? You get it? Are you going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.